This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The World Health Organization warns the global coronavirus pandemic is accelerating. This as the worst-hit United States closed bars and beaches ahead of the Independence Day holiday. Infections hit their highest level worldwide in the past week, WHO data showed, with Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus saying new cases had topped 160,000 on every single day. In Europe, Spain and Portugal officially opened their joint border to all travelers after a three-month closure. The British government will outline plans for air bridges later this week that will allow people to go on holiday to certain countries without facing quarantine on their return. Greece, which has suffered fewer than 200 virus deaths, has seen its economy hit hard by lockdowns and travel restrictions, all but ending its lucrative tourism season before it even began. The European Union left Russia, Brazil, and the U.S. off its final list of nations safe enough to allow residents to enter its borders. The EU hopes relaxing restrictions on 15 countries from Algeria to Uruguay will breathe life into its tourism sector, choked by a ban on non-essential travel since mid-March. The Netherlands confirmed the reopening Wednesday of a tourist draw, its brothels and red light districts. According to the United Nations, the coronavirus crisis could cost global tourism and related sectors between $1.2 and $3.3 trillion in lost revenue. Right now, there are more than 10.6 million total confirmed cases worldwide, with nearly 2.7 million of them in the U.S. More than 515,000 people around the world have died from COVID-19, just over 128,000 in the U.S. More than 5.4 million people have recovered from the respiratory illness. For more on these and other stories,